Mr. Porkchop yesterday was sharing with us that, hey guys, my license expires today. And he did a practice test here at work, and he did okay. But did Producer Porkchop actually pass his driver's test, and is he a licensed driver? Porkchop, what's the deal, my man?
So if you're listening in Houston, here in where we are right now in Indianapolis, they have this thing called the BMV. It stands for Bureau of Motor Vehicles.
Which is interesting, because a lot of places it's the DMV.
Department of Motor Vehicles.
In New Jersey, where I'm from, it's the MVC, Motor Vehicle Commission, something different everywhere. Anyways, so I went to the BMV because my Michigan ID, where I previously lived before here, expired yesterday on my birthday. So everyone was telling me, oh, Porkchop, you got to go get your new ID, and you're going to have to take a test, which is on a computer. And I was like, what? Take a test? I'm not ready for this.
What?
So, like Joe mentioned, I did take the practice test the first time. I failed. You have to get like 8 questions right.
You can only get 8 questions wrong. Like out of 50, right. You got to get 42 of them right.
And I think I got 10 wrong. But the second time I took the practice test, I only got 2 wrong.
Okay.
So I proudly went into the BMV. And the girl says that I did not have to take a test.
Wow, that's the best news ever. Usually I go in some place and then they drop the bomb. Oh, by the way, you're going to have to take a test.
So allegedly the way it works, like if I would have went in today, I would have had to take the computerized test.
You're so lucky.
Because my ID today is expired. As of yesterday, it was not expired. So I was cleared and I
Let's
am
see
officially
the new picture.
A Hoosier.
Woohoo!
I have my Indiana ID. It's a piece
now,
of paper.
What's the deal with smiling?
Oh, I asked the girl. I said, hey, can I smile? Because I heard that in Indiana, you can't smile. And she's like, you can smile. You just can't show teeth. And when she said that, that actually made me laugh.
Yeah.
So I'm like showing teeth, and she had to wait until I was done laughing.
I love that, because last time I tried to take, I'm just a smiley person. And when I tried to take my picture, there were like 6 retakes. They're like, stop smiling. Stop smiling. Be serious. Stop smiling. And I was like, finally I got one.
That's so crazy.
It looks good.
Yeah, I have got this paper ID here.
Did you lie on your weight? You can't lie on your age. Did you lie on your height?
I lied by like literally 2 pounds. I weigh 207, so I said 205.
He's like, I'm optimistic the next time I get pulled over that I'll weigh 2 pounds less.
There you go.
So allegedly they send me my real ID in the mail and I'll get it within like 1 to 2 weeks.
Good job. How long did it take you? Because I have to do it too.
I was in and out of there. Like,
really?
I've been in motor vehicle places where it's terrible.
Yeah.
Props to the state of Indiana for getting me in and out. That was
nice.
That's not the usual experience.
Right.
Just throwing that one out there.
50 things to do.
I bet you in like a huge city like Houston, it probably takes forever.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad you have it, but I kind of want to know how he'd do on the actual test.
Oh,
because the
I
test
would do,
is hard.
Yeah, I would do fine. On the practice test, the hardest things were like knowing certain feet. It was like, how many feet before you get to an intersection is it safe to switch lanes? Like, you shouldn't change lanes when you're driving through an intersection.
You shouldn't?
So, no.
Mackenzie might need to work on her test a little bit.
How many feet do you think it is? The options were 100, 200, 300, or 600.
300.
200.
100's the answer.
Oh.
Well, good thing I got my license, suckers.
I'm so happy I don't have to take a test then, because I got to get a new license as well.
Make sure yours doesn't expire, Miss West
Coast
Girl. It
doesn't expire until 2021.
Oh,
then you
I'm golden.
All right, well, we're all licensed. We never said if we're actually insured drivers.
Yes, of course we are.